Now that the Army Corps of Engineers has halted the project, Standing Rock Tribal Chairman Dave Archambault has said it is time for protesters to head home. He joins me now from Cannonball with more. It's good to speak with you. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you for having me on the show.
So I want to ask what you can tell us about the exit strategy for the camps. We hear it's very cold, and yet hundreds of people remain there, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a severe storm happening right now, and I don't expect people to just get up and try to leave in this weather. You know, they have to wait for this storm to break, and I think that it's important that they start planning the breakdown of their camp. It's a process. It will take some time, but it is time that we enjoy this winter with our families, enjoy the holidays if you celebrate them with your families. The purpose of the camp has been served. You know, it was to ask for an easement denial. Things that we have asked for and the purpose of the camp and building awareness and its presence has accomplished a lot. And I'm so thankful and grateful that people from around the world help bring attention and the prayers and the encouragement and the wisdom that was passed on to the decision makers to make the right decision.
If I could, I want to ask what you're hearing from the people who still remain. Have you gone around to talk to them and say, hey, you know, the conditions here are not good? And what do they say about why they want to remain?
Well, I understand the mistrust that they have for the federal government. We've been lied to for over 200 years. So that is understandable. And they feel like the company is going to continue to drill. But what is happening is there's a debate on whether or not the decision rendered was the right decision.
And a new administration is coming in. And what are you hearing and how confident are you that this ruling will stay in place in a Trump administration?
If we don't try to reach out and have a discussion, a meaningful conversation, and I welcome that with the president-elect Donald Trump, when I have a meaningful conversation to help him understand why there is resistance here. And so that's our job now.
You have said that you yourself are not opposed to the pipeline. What would you think about alternative routes that the Army Corps of Engineers says they are going to reconsider or look at? Are there routes that would be less problematic for you?
Any route off of our treaty lands is acceptable. Now, for me to say that I am opposed to pipelines all the way around, I have to now look at my behavior. I have to look at your behavior. We all have to take a good look at ourselves and say, are we dependent on fossil fuels? And if we are dependent on fossil fuels, we are creating the demand for not just this pipeline, but for future pipelines. So if we don't change our behavior, it's not practical for us to oppose pipelines. We have to protect what's precious to us. And the rest of the world will see that, and maybe we can start all changing our behaviors and making products available that are not fossil fuel driven.
Dave Archambault is the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Thank you so much for speaking with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.